we've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. It's 4 minutes past eight and we are back at Flemington. Nine races, steep fields. Highlight there, the Andrew Ramsden, the Lexus Andrew Ramsden. If you win this, you're straight into the Lexus Melbourne Cup, our greatest race. Let's welcome in our team. Good morning to you, Dean Lester. There's no such thing as off-season racing these days.
Not really, Gareth. We've got to keep it lively, and we certainly have in three states today. It's four, really, with the Roma Cup. Terrific action. So looking forward to it.
I enjoy these type of days, Dino, because you've got something to look forward to every 5 to 6 minutes, basically, with terrific racing, with some top-class jockeys, trainers, good horses racing right across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Five states, really. It's an absolute fest. Looking forward to the day, and always looking forward to Flemington. It plays so well, and the fields are always strong.
Because you know everything, I was looking back and going through a little bit of research for today, but Johnny Allen's record in these three-year-old classics, and he looks for his fifth South Australian Derby, probably done with his domination in a Blue Diamond, but have you ever come across a jockey just to dominate the one race like Jay Allen has, the South Australian Derby, Dino?
Probably Shane Dye, four straight golden slippers.
Yep.
I think to do that four consecutive years, and that was an amazing effort to get himself on the right horse every year. Johnny's made that race his own, and he's got himself in the right position again to do it again today.
Gator, David Gately joins us. Good morning to you, Gator.
Hello, mate.
So many terrific stories, but you used to coach football. You won plenty of awards as one of the best amateur coaches ever to coach in that competition. But Noel Watson loves his football. He's based in Swan Hill. He's a real estate agent. He trains, I think he's got two horses in work, maybe three horses now, and he's got Regina engaged in the Andrew Ramsden. It's his first ever runner at Flemington. He's living his dream. He's dreaming of hopefully getting into the Melbourne Cup. He's 200-1 into 70-1, Regina. This is why we love racing. But he's decided to keep his commitment and call the local football in the Central Murray. I think Tintinder are playing one of their rivals. And he's not coming to Flemington. Gate, what would have you done if you were coaching back in the day?
Look, I don't think the Flemington days come around that often. to get a ticket into the Melbourne Cup. Anyway, each to their own. I'm sure he's put a lot of thought into it. But I won't be cheering him home, but I'll be there'll be a big smile if he gets up.
No, it's a terrific story, Warren. I guess that's what makes racing so great, that you've got Noel Watson, a hobby trainer there in Swan Hill in the Central Murray, basically on the edge of the Mallee, taking on Lloyd Williams, who's won 7 Melbourne Cups. Of course, he has Point in a Pan going around in the Andrew Ramsden.
And he's a larger-than-life character, isn't he? He's a real presence in the local community, and that link to the local community is a big part of why he's staying there today to fulfil that role. So racing's better off for having people like Noel involved, whether it's as a hobby trainer or in any way.
Dino would love him because he's a big Saints fan too, Noel Watson. So good luck today, Noel.
Colours.
Good. Yeah, what'd you say, Dino? Sorry.
I love his colours.
Yes. You could borrow them one day, surely.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Nicholas Quinn, who are they backing at Flemington, as I say good morning to you?
Dole's been very well supported in the first. It's rare that we see the best backed runner on the program a first starter, but that has been the case there, so punters can hopefully get the cash nice and early. And there's been some well-backed runners at longer odds throughout the course of the day as well. The last couple of weeks, Gareth, when we've done this early preview, it's mainly been at those at the top of the betting, not so today.
Two-year-olds do battle here in the first race at Flemington. Scratch Don't Change the One, Quinny. What's the market doing here?
Adul, the favourite, has been popular. As much as $4.80 on offer initially, including bets of 4,000 at that quote and 4,000 each way at $4.20. Now dominates the market at just $2.50. We lose 12 cents in the dollar through deductions with Don't Change coming out. But Bruce has been well backed to get favoured punters off to the best possible start. Royal Signal, a 6.50 second elect. Nothing Silly, 8. There's been a little bit of each-way support for number 3, Gold Bucket, as much as $17 into $9.50. But the favourite holds about 85% of the early investment, Gareth.
Did you love to see Dool come out with a white headband today, Dino?
Yeah, well, that's right, Gareth. I think he'll be ready to play. I think he's... He's a nice horse. He's educated up well. His two jump outs have been progressive, and I think he'll run very well. He's done it all in one campaign virtually, so he's doing a good job going through the trial system. I'm going to go with him. I thought Nothing Silly, who showed ability last preparation, and a recent jump out was a very fast time, and I thought jumped out well, ready to go first up, and just that race experience. I think there's one at odds worth considering, more of a, if I was going to have a bet in the race, more of a place bet, but Aurala, who I don't think handled the wet, and I don't know if leading suited first up, but has been back to the jump outs at Werribee, sat very wide and ridden quietly, and hit the line well. Damien Thornton, not many riding better than Damien, probably in the nation at the moment. Geez, riding well. And Aurala, I think's a good little place chance. And for Atlantic Ocean, switch straight to Melbourne after failing on the wet ground in Sydney on Debu. I'm just a little bit wary of him for the Wally Yard. So, yeah, I think interesting race. I'm with the first starter, but as I said, if it's having a bet, probably Aurala the place for me. 6, 2, 5, and 4.
Glenn Ingram was keen on Aurala there yesterday on RSN Central's Form Express after that trial there to Werribee the other day. So 6, 2, 5, and 4 for Dino. Gator, what are you doing here with the two-year-olds? We just lost you, Gator, there. Gator, come in. You there?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome back.
Yeah. Oh, we're back. Okay, good work. You muted me. I get that a lot.
I think you muted yourself.
Well, yeah, got to be a line there. But no, I'm going to go with Duel. Look, I don't think it was the trial of the century, but it was solid sort of work and did quick and okay. And obviously, you know, if you cost $1.2 million, there's some interest there. Time was useful, ran a bit quicker than Don't Change, of course, the scratching here. But really similar time to Aurala. I'm with Dino in that respect. I think Aurala's the big improver. Just, yeah, looked all at sea, didn't on the bog track. And the jump out prior, that was good. The jump out since was really good, running similar time to the one that backed off the map, ran by Magnus Finn, debutant here. And as I say, really similar time. Nothing similar, beat the showdown, winning King's Consort on debut, then did race tight at Ballarat, just okay before the spell, jumped out well for the return. And El Saliado was ridden to lead all the way in the latest jump out. So some interest here, 6, 5, 2, 7.
Warren, what are you doing in the first?
Oh, I'm still in awe of Gator's talents there. Bruce Duell was known as being a very softly spoken man, and Gator was trying to do his tips in the first race, doing a Bruce Duell impersonation by not being able to be heard. And look, I think Duell has shown good improvement. I loved his cruising speed in a recent jump out. He just seemed to be able to put himself there, then he relaxed, and he just looked to move nicely through the line. Jump out pressure and race day pressure is so different, but he looks to move very well to me, and I like the way that he showed some strength through the line in his jump out. 6 ahead of 2, Nothing Silly. I like the fact that the blinkers have come off this preparation. Dino referenced the jump out in pretty good time recently to get back to the races, and has that race day experience and showed talent in his career to date. Looks to be coming to hand well. Agree with the boys about Aurala down the outside at Werribee in a jump out following that debut run. Looked to move beautifully through the line. And in that same heat, I thought Magnus Spin, and good insight from Dom Sutton from the stable, just saying they were holding him together on that at ground there. He looked to move quite nicely also. Plenty to learn, but I do think Duell's a very nice horse. 6, 2, 5, 8.
And the advantage for the, was interesting listening to Natalie Young this morning, Warren, the advantage that the Flemington horses have with the chance to trial down the straight. Do you take that into account here?
Well, yes and no. I haven't seen Duell trial down the straight, yep. So therefore it's not really an advantage to him. And it's a, look, it's certainly a topical point. Quite often the Caulfield powers that be open the course proper for horses to gallop. I don't know if it should be open slather, but my view is for two-year-olds or perhaps three-year-olds who've never had an experience down the straight, I don't think it would create too much traffic to allow horses to have an experience down the straight, but there's plenty who disagree with that. But, yeah, I don't think it would hurt for horses who haven't had the experience of a look down the straight, regardless of where they're trained, to at least have the benefit of one hit out down there. But, look, that's a topic for another day, Gareth.
Yes, race two is the benchmark 78 for the three-year-old fillies over the 1,100 metres. IMEs are scratching the one. Nicholas Quinn, what's the market doing here?
Very competitive betting race, Gareth. Commands the field a solid favourite. There's been money for a couple, though. Number 5, No Way Ever, has been supported. And at longer odds, the two at longer odds initially, Moon and Back and also Lady Adelaide, have been firmers. We've now got Commands the field, a $4.60 market leader. If you like the favourite, maybe just keep your powder dry. It's already drifted from $4.20 this morning. No Way Ever now at 5. Aaron Moore, $5.50 into 5. Miss Melbourne, $5.50. Ravaged Award, $5.50. Moon and Back was 23 into 16 on Wednesday, reopened at $12 following a couple of scratchings and deductions, and has been back from $12 into $9.50. Similar story with Lady Adelaide, back from $12 into $10, and then Morning Melody, a $23 chance. Very competitive betting race. Punters casting the net a little wider at this early stage. The best back runner, number 5, No Way Ever, but each way money for the 4, Moon and Back, and also the 8, Lady Adelaide.
Punters are finding it difficult to work this one out, Gator. How about you?
Yeah, same. I've tipped the Ravaged Award. The 9 resumes one well on debut. Flew last 100 that day. Beat key rival here, Miss Melbourne, that day. Forget the Mini Valley miss, the myriad of issues, slow recovery, etc. Was restrained in a recent jump out. Nice work over the line. I think there's some good talent there. A bit of spec on that one. No Way Ever did jump out well before beating Lempicka. That ties the form in. That was on at, and then went to Caulfield. Sorry, it was wide there. That was a fast race as well. Battled really well, so it's probably a little more obvious. Miss Melbourne sat handy, too strong, fresh against the older mares. Ran well on debut, fourth behind Ravaged Award. And then a good third to snap. That's useful form. And commands the field, going really well. Big win at Lakeside, then chased home stakes class mare last time. Just back to 1100, the only little query I had, but 9573.
Listening to Natalie Young this morning, she believes that commands the field. She will be suited by the straight. Ben Gleeson, the assistant trainer to Danny O'Brien, says Miss Melbourne's their best chance of the day. And Dom Sutton was interesting, Warren, about Ravaged Award and those jump outs, saying that they just need to look after her in those jump outs because there's not too much of her. And they want to make sure that they've got something left in the tank throughout this preparation.
Yeah, well, she definitely hasn't been tested in the work that I've seen. So that made sense listening to Dom there. Gareth, I thought Moon and Back and No Way Ever probably come through the right form reference here with the race won by Naj Mahdi. And although it's only out of the shoot start there, I thought No Way Ever was terrific, just basically chasing the whole way, but then sticking to her task really well, covering a little bit of ground. And I'm not surprised there's been some support for her. She gets in under the minimum weight with a claim for Maddie Cartwright. I'm leaning 5 ahead of 3, commands the field. The drop back in distance could be some challenge, but down the straight, she mightn't be conceding them as much as a start. What she will be is very strong late, the end of 1,100 metres. Aaron Moore getting away from the rain-affected ground down here, I think a real watch on the Waller stable. With a few runners they've done that with today and getting the better ground that they're probably looking for, you could see some improvement. And she doesn't need to improve too much. You only need to take her last run out, and the conditions were offered as the excuse there. 8, Lady Adelaide. She'll be better over further, but she looks to have trialled up nicely enough to resume here. 5, 3, 6, 8.
What do you think the speed is down the straight here, Dino, in the second for the fillies?
Gareth, I thought the speed, probably Morning Melody's the leader. Moon and Back, if she begins cleanly, won't be far away, No Way Ever. But they'll sort of huddle maybe down the centre, who knows. I don't think it'll be a breakneck speed by any means, and it'll probably be a building speed. I thought it was a really tough race. I could have something on Moon and Back. I thought not much has gone right for this campaign. She should have won first up. Protested unsuccessfully for interference at the start. Ran quite well second up in a similar form line. And then last start, she began really awkwardly and then just went to over race with a heap of daylight out wide down the straight. Very forgiving of that run. Dean Holland rode her 3 starts back. He's on her today. I'm going to go with her to beat 5, No Way Ever. She's having a good campaign. The win at Sandown was good. The run at Caulfield, excellent. Well placed again. 3 commands the field. Mixing distances now back in trip. But I think the straight will suit and she'll be strong late. And 9, Ravaged Award, who looks to have genuine talent resuming here. 4, 5, 3, and 9.
There's Dino's numbers in the second. 4, 5, 3, and 9. Gator with the 9, 5, 7, and 3. And Warren with the 5, 3, 6, and 8. And just recapping the team's selections in the first. Dino's with the 6, 2, 5 and 4. Gator with the 6, 5, 2 and 7. And Warren also with Dual, 6, 2, 5 and 8. 19 minutes past 8. This is the Melbourne Form Panel previewing the card at Flemington. We'll take a break and come back with plenty more.
The Melbourne Panel.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday Panel.
Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley, Nicholas Quinn with you on this Saturday morning. We're up to race number 3 at Flemington. Umgawa goes around in the Guineas in Adelaide, so it's a scratching. The 1, the 9 and 11 are also out. And this favourite's been well supported. This could kickstart a big day for the Graham Beek stable, Quinny.
Spot on, Gareth, with the favourite British Columbia 440 into 390 today on race day and had been the best back runner throughout the early part of the week as well. Heads the market now from General Firepower, a 420 second elect, Carlisle 5, Sonora on the next line of betting at 6, just out from $5 initially, Flash Feeling 6, Actigali's been a firmer at longer odds, $15 into 12 on race day, including a bet of 1,000 each way at 15. There's been a little bit of support for the rank outsider in the field, Playing It Safe, who's a $26 chance. But as you said, British Columbia, a popular favourite in race 3.
Warren Huntley, who are you backing here?
I'm with British Columbia. I thought he was very good, dominant winning last start, but that was the right race for him at Pakenham. We've seen Khoi Hoi come through that form line to win again. And the way the race shaped up for him, it was just all on speed at Caulfield the start before. Good win by Son of Emperor there, the Jungle Magnate form line through the previous run at Mornington's a good form reference here. So I think Graham Beck could have a pretty good day at the races today, and I think British Columbia can be part of that. Carlisle's just a very good no-fuss style of horse. He'll put himself on speed, won't have to do a lot of work there from that inside draw, and it doesn't look like there's enormous amount of pressure for him on speed here. 7 Flash Feeling was on the quick backup last start, unlucky the start before, given a bit more time to get over that run at Sandown last start behind Carlisle. I thought he was the one that was perhaps in the wrong spot there. So I think the way the race can shape up, he can get back to something like his form of 2 starts ago where he was unlucky. For General Firepower, he just didn't want to participate early at Sandown last start. The blinkers going on will be interesting. If they do maintain contact with the field and he can be within striking distance, he was strong through the line there. Through that same form line, you'd man a case for Sonora. I think this is a very even race as the day is, but I do think British Columbia's got a terrific winning hope. 3-2-7-4.
Geez, I like the confidence from Mike Moroney with the blinkers going on. General Firepower this afternoon, Dino.
Yeah, he's got a very good chance, Gareth. This is a really hard race, I think. 8 runners, I think you can make a case for 6 of them. I've gone with British Columbia also. I think rolling along up outside the lead, he's a half-brother to a former good front-running horse in The Answer, My Friend, and he races in a similar vein, probably not as aggressive, but he's going to be up on pace and hard to beat. Sonora, I think, ran well last start. Harry Coffey back aboard, knows her well, too. Carlisle, very honest, genuine horse. He puts himself in a good spot, makes his own luck and can run well. And you mentioned about General Firepower. He ran a massive win first up. That was a really high-pressure race at Cranbourne. I think it totally flattened him for the second up run. Bounced back with a better run last start, and the blinkers going on might be the telling factor here for him to run well. But a really open race. 3, 5, 2 and 4.
Gator.
Yeah, look, I'm tipping Flash Feeling, who drew in and, was sort of potting everything that drew in that day at Hillside. He was one of those. He just raced on the worst part of the track, as Ted sort of referenced there earlier. Plus, he had the slow recovery rate. I think it's a definite forgive. He was a touch unlucky at Caulfield and really good prior to that. Yes, he was in the best part of the track, but he beat home now Group 1 winner, Glint of Hope. He beat home now Group 2 winner, Jungle Magnate. And I think he can hit back. General Firepower, he looked a blinker horse big time to me last time. Add to that, not many races are run 12 and a half lengths below average. That was what Carlisle did to him and Sonora. Interestingly, they both had an identical last 200 split amongst the best of the day. Sonora was shuffled back at a key stage. They both ran really well. I think they can turn the tables on Carlisle. And certainly British Columbia, who the Jungle Magnate form ties in through the Mornington run, he wasn't in the best part of the track that day himself. And then a good strong win last time. His Caulfield miss was a forgive. He was back and wide, and nothing was winning out there on that day. Not much between these four for me, 7, 4, 3 and 5.
Dino's selections in the third, 3, 5, 2, and 4. Gator with the 7 from the 4, 3, and 5. And 3, 2, 7, and 4 for Warren Huntley. We move on to race number 4 over the 1,400 metres. And this is for the mares. And we've got only the one scratching here, and that is Kiss and Cry. It's for the mares and fillies here, Quinny, and it's a competitive little race.
Spot on, Gareth, and there's been money sprinkled across the board here. Adelamore heads the market at $4.20, has been solid at that quote. Similar story for the second elect, Vespertine, at $4.40. Butter Chicken, 8, and then we've seen some support for runners at double-figure odds initially. Number 7, It's Kind of Magic, $11 into $8.50. And number 6, Witchful Thinking, $12 into $11. Saigon splits that pair there at $11. Starring Roll, $13 into $11. And Need New Friends has been specced at $26. So not dissimilar to some of the other races on the program, Gareth. The favourites have been fancied, but each way money for a couple at double-figure odds, including the 6, Witchful Thinking, and the 7, It's Kind of Magic.
Graham Begg's got two big chances. Butter Chicken at $8 and Vespertine at $4.40. He was leading towards Vespertine yesterday when he had a chat to Michael Felgate. And let's hear from Graham Begg explaining why.
Well, I'd say probably the fitness. She's up and racing and had a solid preparation. Just drawn a tad awkward, 12 gates. So she's probably going to have to take a medicine and go back. And she's a bit reliant on speed of the race and if they can run on. So, but she's in good form and I think she comes in very well with the claim for Logan McNeil. So, you know, that's another plus. So, you know, hopefully it'll see her, you know, run very well.
Dino, can I please get your speed map for the first heat of the Leilani series and then your tips, please?
I think it'll be a good speed, Gareth. The stylist, Till I Nam and Witchful Thinking, Starring Role, all go forward horses. It's Kind of Magic going up in trip. I hope they don't go too far back with Vespertine. I think there's a spot for her not that far off the speed, even if it's three wide with cover. She's got a very good chance. I think Adelamore's the one to beat, though. I think she comes through the best form. She did a good job to win in good time at Caulfield. Ran well against the older horses when she wasn't well-suited last start, but through the conditions of the races on that Super Vobis Gold Day, she had to run in that race. Back to fillies and mares here with the claim. I just hope that they go a really good gallop, and I think they will, and that might just start opening up coming to the turn for Alana Kelly, and if it does, I think she'll be very hard to beat from Vespertine, who's racing well. I think Laugh Along is the big improver. I thought she was going well into that first up run, hit a wet track, didn't fire. She can turn it around very quickly at a massive price. And Saigon ran okay first up, maybe next best. But I think 10 and 1 are the key runners here, Gareth. 10, 1, 5 and 4.
What are you doing here, Gator?
Look, I'm leaning to Adelamore back to the 1,400. Oh, she won 1,400 second up, didn't she, with the blinkers on. Then she took on some quality mails last time at 1,600. She loomed to win it, just didn't quite finish it off. Back to 1,400, back to a 78 fillies and mares drawn for a gun trail. Vespertine kept closing, good at Bendigo, right on the heels of the likes of Cirilio Miss and Foxy Frida. The latter was a moral lick last week in South Australia. Kept closing last time, 1,200, but I prefer her at 1,400 into her campaigns. Butter Chicken, she's better than 78 grade by a fair way. She closed off really well in a fast group two at the start of last prep, then lame twice, 2 forgive runs, liked a recent jump out. And Witchful Thinking and Saigon are in the mix for sure. 10, 1, 2 and 6.
Are you with the filly as well here, Warren?
I'm with Adelamore, yes, Gareth. I think she's going well. And as Dino outlined, the likely tempo here, Witchful Thinking, the stylist, Starring Role, perhaps Till and Arm rolling forward. There just should be a lovely stalking role in a sweet spot for Alana Kelly. And if she does get the clear galloping room, no home straight, I think she's the one to beat. 10 in a 4 Saigon, I thought, ran well. First up, I think with the likely tempo up front, Craig Newitt can probably offset that slightly awkward draw fairly early. Vespertine's deep into the preparation, but she's so consistent, racing well. Don't think she can be improving, but she'll be hitting the line strongly. And Butter Chicken, late gear change with the pads going on the front there, maybe just an indication that Graham's managing something, but she looks to be coming to hand well at the jump outs, and she's a talent. She should be strong late. 10-4-1-2.
So the team keen on the 10 Adelamore there for the Saddlers. Dean's selections in the 4th, 10-1-5 and 4. Gaiters with the 10 from the 1, 2 and 6. And Warren Huntley with the 10 from the 4, 1 and 2. It's 8:31. We wish everybody involved in the Behind the Barriers boxing night the best of luck tonight. Of course, this is an important night as it raises money for the fight against mental illness in the racing and breeding industry. And one of our very best bloodstock agents, Seamus Mills, has been very generous. He's donated his table of six for one of our loyal listeners. And we had a competition on RSN Central yesterday, and I can report that Kane Cotter has won that prize. So you can head to the boxing. Cheer everybody on, Kane. And you can take five of your friends to celebrate a really terrific night for a terrific cause. And Seamus Mills, one of the best bloodstock agents in the game. He'll be, of course, heading to the Magic Million sales coming up in the next week. So he's there for the 2 weeks. So look him up, give him a call if you're looking for a horse. It's 8:32. We'll take a break and we'll come back and have a look at the second half of the card at Flemington.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
It's 8:34. You're with Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley, Nicholas Quinn here on this Saturday morning for the Melbourne Form Panel previewing Flemington. Race number 5 is the 2022 Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour Handicap over the 1,600 metres. The big buzzes are scratching. Austria, the 7, is also out. Tinadali, the 18, and Vitruvius didn't gain a start, the 20, so it doesn't go around it this afternoon. Quinny, what's the market doing?
Another race, Gareth, where there's been money for a couple of runners at longer odds, with the best back runner overall, number 14, Hype, $13 into 8, then back out slightly to 8.50 today on race day to be on the third line of betting at that quote. Del Toro, 3.90 into 3.80 today, heads the market. Beretta at 7. Coolth's been soft, 7.50 out to 9. Similar story with Typhoon Harmony, 9.50 out to as much as 13, then back into 11. Lyrical Lad, 12. Syndicato, 12. Highland Jack, 13. There's been support for Kipps this morning, $15 into 14. And Beaufort Park's had support as well at that $26 quote. Outside those runners, if you're chasing one, very rough for the multiples. There has been a little bit of support for Vegas Knight at the $101 quote. But overall, Beltoro's been a firm favourite with an each-way move for number 14, Hype.
Interesting little race here, Gator.
Yeah, it is that. I know Beltoro's deep in the prep, but I have to say he's going really well. He was wide 2 runs ago in a fast run race. Still beat key rivals here. It was a big run. And he actually meets them better at the weights. He just missed Mankane last week, but that winner's pretty handy. Almost had a softer run than him. Now, he may finally be the one who gets the softer run over some key rivals here. I thought Tab might have missed him, but they haven't. Course Fulham, fresh. Race fastest last 200, right behind Beltoro. The winner, Tokarangi, ran well last week in a Group 2 in South Australia. No surprise, given they ran good time. His second up form is really good. Big track, 1600. Geez, a lot of ticks for course. Beaufort Park would have been my top pick if I could guarantee you he'd run 1600. That's a little query. But, gee, I do think that 20-odd-to-1 early doors is wrong. And Beretta, terrific Australian debut. And then with 61, and then, you know, it was a $3 chance against Uncle Bryn. And so I've got the tongue over the bit. Forgive file. 8, 12, 10, 15.
Yeah, we might have a dollar each way on Beaufort Park, then Gate at $26 and $7 the place. Warren Huntley, your speed map here in race 5, and then your tips, please.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a really solidly run race. I think a bit of the speed's out wider with the regiment likely to come across. Quite a few drawn nearer the inside, a midfield horses at best and early in their preparations, and we haven't seen any local work from Hype. He's a horse who can get somewhere near the speed, was very strong to the line, winning his most recent race overseas prior to joining the Rob Hickmott stable. So I thought perhaps the speed out wider. Syndicato, although he's first up, you know, potentially could come across and tuck in behind the regiment. Lyrical Lad, Beltoro can probably hold a spot closer to the inside. Beaufort Park probably in that category also if he begins cleanly. Gee, I think this was a tough race, evidenced by the fact that I'm tipping Cool Foo. I don't know if I've really got a handle on, but I think he's being prepared more to be, you know, 16 up to 2,000 metres rather than out to the real staying trips this preparation. When he did finally get clear, he was very good to the line behind Tokarangi. That ties the form together with Beltoro, who's on another backup this preparation. So he's had a busy preparation, but he's going well. Thought 17 No, 17 Ostrata's come out of this race, so I won't be tipping Ostrata. Number 19, Syndicato, comes into the field with the scratching late near 7:30. I thought he's trialled up okay, and just interested that he's down here to perhaps kick off on firm ground. And as Gator outlined, there was excuses for Beretta with the tongue over the bit behind Uncle Bryn, who also might have had excuses last start when he was well supported. So I still think we can trust that form line. I think it's a very even race. 12, 8, 19, 15.
12, 8, 19 and 15 for Warren. Dino, do you know much about Hype, this former European first up for Lloyd Williams?
He's quite a bold-going horse of what I've seen of him, Gareth. I like his style. I think he's pretty well graded in this company, really. And I'm going to play him and Beretta here. I thought Hype had a good hope, and Beretta was outstanding at his Australian debut and then got tongue over the bit in the rich up-and-comers at Sale. So they're the two I want to play. They're on the up, I'd imagine, and relatively fresh. Lyrical Lad, worst ground last start, forget run, drawn to get a good run here. And Kulth, he had that throat surgery, and it seems, well, first evidence seems to have worked well. As I mentioned it before, Damien Thornton riding so very well, and I think Flemington's Kulth's track, I think he'll be running on strongly. But another open race, but I'll be playing it around numbers 14 and 15. 14, 15, 9 and 12.
So there's Dino's numbers. 14, 15, 9 and 12 in race number 5. 8, 12, 10 and 15 for Gator. And Kulth, the 12 on top there for Warren. Over the 8, 19 and 15. Race number 6 kicks off the Quaddy at Flemington. It's the first heat of the Silver Bowl series for the three-year-olds over the 1,400 metres. Scratch the 3, 4, 14, 15 and 16 here, Quinny.
And a good move for another one from the big stable here, Gareth. Number 13, Cardinal Gem, was as much as $13 when the betting opened on Wednesday. Since that point in time, minor deductions totaling 10 cents in the dollar, but has been back from $13 into 5, now the third elect at that quote. Aaron Bay and Ice Picnic share top billing at $3.60. Then we've got Star of Chaos 8. Ton of Grit's been supported at longer odds, 17 into 14 yesterday, and subsequently 14 into 13 today. Deprivation 14. And there's been a little bit of money around for number 8, Jimmy the Bear, as much as $31 into 23. Another terrific betting race. Aaron Bay and Ice Picnic both popular at the top of the market, but a good each way move for the 13, Cardinal Gem.
And Philip Stokes on the first word gave Aaron Bay a good push, marking that galloper. He's best for the day, Warren.
And I think it's got a good chance. Ran well enough first up. Gets the claim for Alana Kelly. I think there's reasonable speed in this race, and that's going to help my top selection in number 13, Cardinal Gem. They broke 1.9 down the straight in that race. That he was back near the inside. Took a while to get clear. But, you know, Star Patrol, who's then jumped out very nicely subsequently, he might be a very good horse on the way up for the Clinton McDonald stable in Star Patrol. So I'm trusting that form, and I think this race sets up well for Cardinal Gem to get up a little bit in distance from that run. 13 ahead of 5, Ice Picnic, I think will be ridden more positively from that inside draw. That race last start was just controlled so well on the speed by Midwest, it was almost an impossible task to reel him in. And Ice Picnic ran as well as he could under the circumstances, and I think the way he's shaped up in his career to date, 1,400 metres within his scope. Aaron Bay, fitter for that first up run. Pre-race earmuffs go on. And Ton of Grit seemed to appreciate getting onto firmer ground down here, down from Sydney. Won well. I think there's more depth in this race, but he looks progressive and he's next best for me. 13, 5, 9 and 2.
What are you doing in the first leg of the Quaddy, Dino?
I'm with very similarly. I like Cardinal Gem and Ice Picnic. You can line up a few of these through different form lines that they've met in the past. Daily Bugle, Cardinal Gem, Jimmy the Bear met last spring over 1,400. Ice Picnic beat Deprivation. That ties in with Aaron Bay. So you can line them all up, but I think the two most progressive horses are Cardinal Gem, and I'm hoping he races a bit closer at 1,400 from a good draw, and Ice Picnic, who I just think coming back to 1,100 didn't really suit, but his Moonee Valley win was outstanding, and I think he can run very well. 8, Jimmy the Bear, he was another one same as Ice Picnic, run off his feet, first up over 1,100, but 1,400 tying in that form line, had a trial at Terrelgans and seen has gone well, and Two Ton of Grit back on the dry and found his form last start, drawn for a good run again. The other one I'll be putting in is Daily Bugle, but I'm principally 13 and 5, Gareth. 13, 5, 8 and 2.
Gator?
Yeah, look, I'm tipping Aaron Bay. I think he cost himself a win there first up. Obviously, you know, it was wide, but that, you know, it was more that he hung in pretty badly. And so I think he cost himself a win. He won second up last prep. In fact, you could argue he could be unbeaten as a gelding. That's five runs with even luck. So in with no weight for a gun apprentice. I'm going to tip him on top over Cardinal Gem, who I'm a bit of a fan of. I loved the trial before the return run. Now, he was a mile back and held up whilst the winner Star Patrol was back in the winner's stall, having flowers thrown at him. He didn't get clear until it was long gone. He zoomed over the line, though. And, yeah, his trial before that, he was right up on speed and excellent. Good horse, I think. Ice Picnic thrashed Key Rival, Deprivation, fresh, and was close up here to Ton of Grit. That horse was Deprivation. So it ties in. And he was wide last time at Caulfield, this horse. I think they're the main three. Deprivation next. 9, 13, 5 and 10.
So first leg of the Quaddy, Denos with the 13, 5, 8 and 2. Gator with the 9 from the 13, 5 and 10. And Cardinal Jam, also the selection from Warren that's been well supported in the first leg of the Quaddy, 13, 5, 9 and 2. It's a quarter to 8. We'll take a break and then we'll come back and have a look at the final three races, including the feature, the Lexus Andrew Ramsden and...
A's Melbourne Racing, RSN 927's Saturday panel.
It's 8:48, time to preview the feature event at Flemington, the Lexus Andrew Ramsden over the 2,800 metres at listed level. And the scratchings, the 7, snow a lot. But if you win this race, of course, you get straight into the greatest race, the Lexus Melbourne Cup, Quinny.
You do indeed, Gareth, and punters anticipate that the winner could come from the Waterhouse Bots stable, with Splendiferous clearly the best back, 480 into 380, some decent bets along the way, including 5,000 at 380 yesterday. Point Nepean, the initial favourite, now on the second line of betting at $4.40. There's been money around for Through Irish Eyes, touched $6 throughout the course of the week, back into $5. And a similar story with Luncey's, who was 9 into 7 on Monday in the pre-post market and subsequently 7 into 6.50 in the last 24 hours. Then we have Warning 8.50, Zoom on 14, Sound of Cannons has been the firmer at longer odds, as much as 51 into 19, English King 23, Horrifying 34, Harmissian at 41. Clearly the best back runner is Splendiferous, but I will be interested to see if the money might dry up now with the favourite and we see some support for the next couple in the market.
Who wins, Alexis Andrew Ramsden, Dino?
Gareth, I'm trusting the form line out of Caulfield 4 weeks ago. Point in the P and beat Through Irish Eyes, but I think Through Irish Eyes will be better suited at Flemington. And for that reason, I'm going with him. I think they're up-and-comers. Through Irish Eyes has won a St. Ledger. Not a strong St. Ledger by any means, but I think there's great timing with their preparations, 8 and 10. Luncey's, he's got come through some good races on ground that hasn't really suited him, but he's a long way into the prep. But this is a good race for him. And Warning, conversely, ran in the Warrnambool Cup last week. He's so well graded in this race, being a Derby winner and a Queen Elizabeth Stakes and a ATC St. Ledger winner. He has to go in, but I'm going with a couple that I think are up-and-comers, at least numbers 8 and 10. 8, 10, 2 and 1.
Gator?
Yeah, look, I'm leaning to that St. Ledger form. Warning beat Luncey's that day. The latter had just run really well in a Group 1 Metrop. Montefilia, of course, won that, went on to beat Very Elegant. Luncey's, I think, has just been crying out for tracks that are better than bottomless. You know, so he got away from Sydney, which is a pretty smart move, and Queensland. Look, he was terrific. He loomed to beat Warning in that St. Ledger. They beat the third horse well. Warning does meet him better at the weights, though, and may well be a bit stronger at 2,800. So I think he's the one over the odds. It was a bit of an afterthought, though, this race. Splendiferous was brave in the Country Oaks at Sale, then chased a strong speed last week, first go 2,500 and raced away, running fast overall time. No surprise at all, this is the one they've come for. And Point Nepean off a couple of high rating wins, a
and Two Irish Eyes with a relative weights advantage gets onto a big track, as Dino touched on. They're all in the quaddie. 2.11, 1.10.
And Chris Lees was bullish with Loonsies this morning, saying that the horse is definitely looking for a good track, and he gets that at Flemington here, Warren.
It's a competitive race, isn't it? And Warning's so well treated by the conditions of it. But I agree that the horses up and coming are the key runners here, agreeing with Dino, that race at Caulfield, where Point Nepean was a really smart ride from Alana Kelly. She can't take her claim here, but a real vote of confidence from the team to have Alana aboard Point Nepean in such an important race. I think the step up in distance and the big track are going to suit Through Irish Eyes, a St. Ledger winner here. So I'm leaning Through Irish Eyes. 8, head of 10, Point Nepean, who is in great form, was a terrific win 2 starts ago, riding the speed and running strongly through the line at Bendigo. And then we saw perhaps a different dimension to his skill set at Caulfield last start. There's probably not going to be a lot between them, but the way Through Irish Eyes closed that race off, and I think this race suits him a little bit better. English King was chasing a horse who's won one of these previously last start in Steel Prince. I think that performance itself puts English King in the mix here. It looks like Mike Moroney's finally got him starting to deliver some of the promise that was one of the reasons that he was bought out here. I think he'll be strong through the line here, and I'll put Warning in as next best, but I do think it's a very wide quaddy leg. 8, 10, 6, 1.
The tips from the team in the Andrew Ramsden. Dino's with the 8 from the 10, 2 and 1. Gator with the 2 from the 11, 1 and 10. And Warren with the 8 from the 10, 6 and 1. Race number 8 on the program is over the 1,400 metres, a benchmark 100, another heat of the Winter Championship, or the first heat of the Winter Championship. Scratch the 4, Great Again, the 5, Lightning Jack, and also the emergencies, the 19 and the 20 here, Quinny.
Yes, that's exactly right, Gareth, but we've got a well-backed runner here in Triple Missile, 5.50 into $3.20, just out ever so slightly to $3.30. Heads the market now from Morvada, a $6 second elect, Bee Hunter, $7. Aqua Girl, a $9 chance. Superium at 13 with Mystery Shot. But the money has come for Triple Missile into the field after a scratching, and punters anticipate will be the winner.
You have to go, Quinny. So your best bet, maybe the best backed in the last as well.
The best backed in the last, there's 2. Dosh the favourite has been popular, a $4 favourite, and an each-way move for number 7, Rock Profit, was as much as $41 on Wednesday, now into $15. And my best, can I give you one each way, Gareth? I'm
yes.
going to take Through Irish Eyes each way in the Lexus Andrew Ramsden. That will be my play today. Good luck to you and everyone investing today.
Good on you, Quinny. Enjoy Flemington. We'll see
Thank you,
there.
Mate.
There's Nicholas Quinn. Gator, who wins the 8th?
Look, I'm going to tip Triple Missile, who swung wide, home hard in a Wongoom. I think fit a dry 1,400 with 53. And taking a line through Kiss on All Four Cheeks from WA. I think he measures up really well. I mean, he was beating a similar margin as Morvada was behind that horse in a high rating race. And then Morvada went to Oakbank and was terrific. Broke clear last time for a really strong win. He's a good 1,400 metre horse, Morvada. Big danger. Mystery Shot held on well in the Wagoon and Wongoom. He improved nicely second up his last 2 preps, this horse. He has a big weight advantage on Just a Canter from their clash in October. And I think his preps is a bit of overs. Just a Canter and Superior are certainly in the game. 17, 3, 10, and 1.
Warren?
With Triple Missile also, I thought that resumption in the Wongoom was terrific. Dry ground, a real key here, and reasonable speed in the race through Morvada and others. 17, ahead of 3, Morvada, who's just such a consistent galloper. He'll make his own luck riding the speed. He'll roll across from that wider draw. Terrific rider choice in Linda Meach. Just a Canter gets some weight relief here for Celine Gaudrey. He comes through a stronger race in the listed anniversary Vase last start. He's got a terrific record here, and he's getting close to peak fitness now. 18, B Hunter sneaking into the field, watching it all unfold, will be strong late. 17, 3, 1 and 18.
Are you also with the WA galloper here, Dino, Triple Missile?
I am, Gareth. Just hope that testing ground at Warrnambool didn't knock him around too much, because he had a hard run. That was an enormous run. He covered a lot of ground on the circle and ran really well. The first 4 beat the rest out of sight, and he was, I thought, nearly the best run of those 4. So I think if he settles up in the same sort of form and condition, up to 1,400 dry ground, he's the one to beat. I think Edison's a little roughy. First run for Nick Ryan, two very soft jump outs recently, but looks to be going okay. Lost his way last campaign, but a bit like Dice Roll at this time last year. Nick's got a great knack of getting horses into form. Just a canter. He's a stakes class horse. He's a veteran, but he's still going well, and he ran very well last start. And Morvada, who won the City of Adelaide last start, and just got an amazing record at this distance. 17, 7, 1, and 3.
So there's Dino's numbers. 17, 7, 1, and 3. 17, 3, 10, and 1 for Gator. And Warren makes it a clean sweep for Triple Missile. 17, 3, 1, and 8 in race number 8. The final event is race number 9. And as Quinny pointed out, Dosh has probably been the best back. She's the favourite, the filly taking on the older horses. She's at $4. You can scratch the 8, Sam's Image. Warren, what are you doing here in the last?
Yeah, I'm with Dosh. I think her most recent jump out was terrific. And, yeah, she's just a free-running sort of horse. I don't think she's that badly treated for a late-season three-year-old filly with the claim here for Logan McNeil, who's getting some great opportunities, and particularly from the Graham Begg stable, forming a good relationship with one head of 12, Easy Single, who looks to have trialled up nicely to resume 11. Whipcrack Away probably didn't have the best of luck second up. It's got a race fitness advantage on a couple of the key rivals here, though we are only at the short sprint trip, and 7 Rock Profit. He can run well in races that he's eligible for easier down the straight, and I thought he did a good enough job first up in that good race at Sale behind Dino Star in the boat. 1, 12, 11, 7.
Dino?
Thinking that Rock Profit's a little value chance here. He's often run in races down the straight where he's been 5-10 kilos out of the handicap. He's actually in the race here. He'll settle near last. I would have liked it to have been a bit softer, but at the odds on offer, a little something on him. Dosh can win. You wouldn't want to lose on the race if she won. So they're the two I'll be playing. 7 and 1, 11 Whipcrack Away. Not much luck last start. 12 Easy Singles tried well. 7, 1, 11, 12.
And what are you doing in the last, Gator?
Yeah, Dosh. For me, not easy. Giving weight to the older males, but unbeaten at 1,000. Trial win over Snap Dancer reads well. How Romantic jumped out well the same day as Dosh, went about 3 lengths faster. She has won twice, fresh, this girl. Has won for a while, but it's not through her lack of application. Winsome's won 3 or 4 to 1,000, was lame in the mist, and Whipcrack Away had the stack of other hopes. 1, 2, 13, 11.
So Dino's with the 7, 1, 11 and 12, 1, 2, 13 and 11 for Gator, and 1, 12, 11 and 7 for Warren Huntley. Dino, your best at Flemington and Aquati, and then Leanne's multi, if that's okay.
My best is Triple Missile, Gareth, in race 8, number 17. The best value is the last, Rock Profit, race 9, number 7. The Aquati, definitely a flexi day for me, first leg, 2, 5, 7, 8, and 13. Second leg, 1, 2, 8, 10, 11. Third leg, 1, 3, 7, 10, and 17. And come home on 1, 7, 11, and 12. And Leanne's multi, we're playing over 2 days. Metallicity today at Newcastle, which is race 3, number 4. And tomorrow at Bendigo, oh, it's an owner's tip. She's got a share in this one. Race 6, number 8, Copperfield. So, Metallicity at Newcastle, Copperfield at Bendigo.
I love it. Saturday, Sunday, Dino, in the bigger races outside of Melbourne. Do you have an opinion there?
I think Allegron is the one to beat in the Derby. Yaffet might be the value chance there. I thought he ran really well last week. And, that's as far as I've got so far, Gareth.
All right, then. Looking forward to watching you on Channel 7. Good on you, Dino.
Terrific. Thanks, Gary.
Here's Dean Lester. Gator, your best at Flemington and Aquati, please.
Look, I struggled with the best. Race 8, number 17, Triple Missile will make the best of the day. Aquati-wise, 9, 13 and 5. Hopefully gets us through the first league. The Rams in a bit wider. 2, 11, 1, 10 and 8. The third league has our best bet, but just taking a few. 17, 3, 10, 1, 6. And coming home with 1, 2, 13 and 11.
You're a wonderful man, Gator. Enjoy your day. I'll catch up with you in about 5 minutes to preview the SCO meeting.
Roger.
Good on you, Gator. And Warren, your best in Aquati at Flemington, please.
Gee, I found it a very hard day to get a best also. And we've all lobbed on the same horse. Race 8, number 17, Triple Missile. Give it strength. Aquati for me, first leg, 2, 5, 9 and 13. Second leg, 1, 2, 6, 8, 10, and 11. Numbers 1, 3 and 17 in the third league. Home with numbers 1, 7, 11 and 12.
Do you like anything outside of Melbourne, Warren?
Not particularly, Gareth, but I do think Allegra on with that proven Group 1 forms the horse to beat in the South Australian Derby.
Looking forward to Correct Weight tomorrow morning. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.